when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. But what if they can't see you? What if they can just hear you? A new study out of the University of Portsmouth in the UK says that a smile is, in fact, something that you can hear, and that a good set of ears can pick up on different kinds of smiles. Joining us now from her office is the author of that study, Amy Drahota. Thanks very much for being with us.
I'm happy to be here, thanks.
I think you're smiling a little, aren't you?
I am. I'm smiling now, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, explain to us how you set up this study. I mean, did you have control questions, as they call them, and that sort of thing?
The study was carried out in three stages. The first stage involved recording speakers whilst they were smiling, but we didn't want the speakers to know that the study was about smiles at the time because we were interested in everyday expressions.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do this, we carried out some rather bizarre interviews where we asked the speakers to always respond to our questions with the same answer, which was, I do in the summer. And then we built up the question schedule to gradually become more amusing, strange and bizarre in order to make them smile.
First question would be, do you eat oatmeal? I do in the summer. But the 10th question might be something like, do you go to Mars?
Yeah, something like that. Or do you ever go skinny dipping?
I do in the summer.
Yeah. So then after that had been done, we took the interview recordings and analysed the facial expressions that people had whilst they were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked up on three different types of smile for the purposes of the study. And these were a Duchenne smile, which is where the lips are drawn back, the cheeks are raised, and you get little crow's feet wrinkles around the eyes. Like
what is that called again?
Duchenne smile.
Duchenne?
Yep.
Okay.
Named after a physician.
A physician?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I could think of as Eddie Duchin, the piano player, but all right.
And then the second type of smile we looked at was the non-Duchenne smile, which is just like the Duchenne smile, but without the crow's feet wrinkles around the eyes.
So that's more of a half smile.
Might be a less intense version of the Duchenne, or it might be something completely different altogether. And the third type of smile that we looked at was the suppressed smile, which is where you're trying not to smile whilst you're speaking, perhaps because you're trying to remain serious, and you're, say, pulling your lips in or down as you speak. And then the fourth type of expression we had for the study was the no smile, where people were just speaking normally. So we categorised all those expressions, and then we lifted just the voices from the recordings and played them back to a different set of listeners who had to work out whether or not people were smiling.
When you played those voices back,
yeah,
how did your control subjects do? Were they able to discern smiles after a while?
Most people were good at hearing the Duchenne smiles. That was the type of smile that people were most successful at.
Our producers here have been busy replicating.
Yes.
In this case, they've been trying to replicate at least some aspects of your study. So we're going to play some tape of someone who was on staff here. And I'm going to try and guess. I'm going to try and guess with your guidance, perhaps, if she's smiling or not.
Okay.
I do in the summer.
That doesn't sound like a smile to me.
Well, I thought I had a slight twinge of a smile in there, but...
They're nodding in the control room. You're right. And I know this person. All right, let's hear the next one.
I do in the summer.
Now, I would guess there's at least a non-Duchenne smile there.
Ooh. I don't know that I heard a smile in there.
You're right again, of course. You're the expert. Okay, we're going to hear another one.
I do in the summer.
Well, I, of course, am thoroughly intimidated at this point, so I'm not sure I want to even venture a guess. I'm going to say there's a Duchenne smile in there.
Yeah, I thought there was even a little sound of laughter in that one as well. I agree with you.
I'm told we were both right, although, to be honest, it was more a process of elimination with me than it, whereas you absolutely heard something. So with respect for what you've done, why? I mean, do we learn anything about how we communicate?
A lot of the research that's been done in this area in the past is focused on, they've used actors to simulate the different expressions. They haven't looked at different types of smiles and everyday expressions, which is what this research was really trying to home in on. But also, this research could have further applications, for example, in computer-simulated speech, making computerized voices sound more naturalistic, because they've done a lot of work on making computerized faces more expressive, but the voices still need more work.
Mr. Hoda, I'm moved to ask you a philosophical question, given your area of expertise. Do people smile because they're happy, or do they smile to make themselves feel happy?
Ooh. I imagine it works both ways.
Amy Drahota, University of Portsmouth, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure.